The Fazeyland Fairy Tales, Book 9, Time Machine Travels and the Pharaoh's Secret, by Michael Rediga, narrated by Mike Dunahy. Fazey has grown a lot recently and become much more resolute. He has been in excellent spirits, and he has been eating his oatmeal with even more relish each morning. Now, all of his thoughts are devoted to freeing Fazeyland from the evil Faw. Fazey realized that he should start by finding out where the dragon came from and why he didn't like people. Fazey was sure that this knowledge would help him to find Faw's weak points and defeat him.
"Why doesn't Faw like people?"
he asked his mother over breakfast. "Faw, is that our new neighbor?"
"No, it's a dragon from Fazeyland. I already told you."
"Aha, I don't know." The mother looked at her son with suspicion and began to nervously tap her foot on the floor. Fazey could feel it. Something bad was about to happen. His suspicions were not mistaken. "You're not allowed to go there anymore," said his mom quite sternly.
"Why not? It's so cool and interesting."
End of conversation. Although Fazey was an obedient boy, this time he disobeyed his mom. During a daytime nap, he woke up in Fazeyland. He and Looter found a time machine out there in an abandoned barn. It looked like a sports car from the future. They set the time machine for the earliest notch on the time dial. With a whistle and a flash of lightning, the friends appeared so far back in the past that there wasn't even a planet Earth yet. There was only space, and nothing but space. Is it possible that they might have to travel in time so much that they might never find where Faw came from? After his afternoon nap, Fazey went to collect strawberries with his friends. While the friends walked through the forest, Astra's mother and Fazey's mother sternly discussed their children's unusual Fazeyland hobby. The issue became no laughing matter.
"Are we really doing something wrong?"
lamented Astra, who had also gotten a lecture from her mom.
"You are stupid dreamers," gloated Obi while emptying a handful of wild strawberries into his mouth.
"Astra, don't you worry. We'll think of something."
Fazey reassured his friend and gave Obi such a hard slap that he almost choked on his berries and, feeling offended, started to walk to the other end of the forest opening. The friends tried to figure out what to do until evening. Fazey couldn't shake the feeling that their mother's behavior reminded him of something. But no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't remember exactly what it was. Over supper, Fazey had to endure another conversation with his mother.
"Who told you about that Fazeyland of yours?" she asked sternly.
"Looter, I already told you."
"Where does he live? In which house?"
"Don't laugh. You're not allowed to talk to that looter or walk around in Fazeyland. Understood?"
"But Mom..."
Fazey wanted to object, but was then struck by a riveting thought. His mother reminded him of the evil dragon Faw. Why was she talking and acting like him? What are the odds that she herself is that evil dragon Faw? Fazey realized that he had to find out where Faw came from, not only in order to defeat him, but also to deal with his mother, as he believed their behavior to be linked. That night, Fazey woke up and immediately appeared in Fazeyland once he rolled out of bed without moving a muscle. The time machine and Looter were already waiting under the window.
"Back to the dinosaurs!"
yelled Fazey as he jumped into the car, which transferred them with a whistle and a flash of lightning to a lake alongside a smoking volcano. There were scary and funny-looking dinosaurs everywhere. The enormous animals were eating ferns and chasing each other. Fazey exclaimed,
"Wow! But what do they have to do with Faw? Let's keep going,"
advised Looter. After having walked with the dinosaurs a little more, the friends returned to the time machine. This time, they decided to fly to the future. Perhaps someone over there could tell them where Faw came from.
The time machine whistled, lightning flashed, and the friends appeared in a stream of cars flying among skyscrapers.
We're in the future, Fazy beamed in delight.
We need to ask somebody about Fa, suggested Looter.
The friends parked their time machine at a flying cafe. While in line for soda, they stood next to a boy who was wearing a device on his head that looked similar to a crock pot. After talking with him, the friends discovered that everyone will know about Fazyland in the future. Everyone spent a long time there every day, both as children and adults, but hadn't even heard of Fa. Surprised, the disappointed friends sat back in the time machine. While they thought of what to do next, Fazy suddenly woke up in bed. Without losing a second, he imagined himself in the time machine and immediately appeared next to Looter. The friends started out in ancient Egypt. After a whistle and flash of lightning, the time machine appeared among the pyramids, which were being built. A chariot, in which a stern pharaoh was solemnly sitting, immediately stopped next to them.
Who is that dragon, Fa?
The pharaoh seemed to be surprised by Fazy's question.
That's not for you to know.
Why not?
Get him!
Barked the pharaoh at his warriors as he himself lunged at Fazy and Looter. The friends had hardly managed to close the door to the time machine when arrows and spears pierced through it. One of them damaged an important mechanism, and the time machine conked out. While Fazy and Looter tried to get back to the future, the pharaoh and his minions chased them through the desert around the pyramids. While trying to escape, Fazy hit a statue of the Sphinx. Due to the impact, the Sphinx's head fell off, crushing the pharaoh and his bodyguards.
Please let me out, plaintively moaned the pharaoh. I'll tell you everything then.
Oh no, spit it out first, Fazy commanded.
See them?
The pharaoh nodded towards the thousands of exhausted slaves building the pyramids.
The dragon is needed for them and people like them.
What for?
Asked Fazy in surprise.
So that they are afraid to go into Fazyland and continue to remain slaves instead.
Well, how can we defeat him?
He does not exist. You all just come together and defeat him.
He does not exist?
Fazy had hardly managed to ask when their time machine suddenly started working and whisked them back home in a flash of lightning. While they flew through time, Looter told Fazy exactly how Fa scares regular people. That morning over breakfast, Fazy craftily asked his mother,
Have you ever realized while you were having a bad dream that you were actually asleep?
There you go again. Sure, it's happened.
And has it ever happened that you had woken up, but then it turned out that you were still asleep?
I had something like that yesterday.
So you've also been to Fazyland, said Fazy,
who then explained to his mom that this and other magical things that happened during the night were what they called Fazyland, and that everybody can appear there. Fazy's mother was quite surprised by her son's words and began thinking about something. And from then on, she never said that he couldn't go to Fazyland anymore. Meanwhile, Fazy and Astra began to prepare for the final battle against the evil dragon. A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, you now know where to find your time machine and how to use it to appear in the distant future or past. For example, like Fazy, you've probably also dreamed of seeing dinosaurs and walking among them. Finally, our heroes found out who Fa was and where he came from. Like all of their adventures, this is a true story. Fazyland's evil dragon is the embodiment of the fear that all adults have. All people would have long been traveling around Fazyland were it not for their fears coming to life, which prevents them from entering that kingdom. The main battle remains ahead for our friends. Can they beat Fa? Will they have enough strength for it? You'll soon find out. But for now, don't forget about the magical kingdom of Fazyland and the magic minute of awakening. Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazyland.com.